You know, if you're here this morning and you feel like you're bound down, you feel like the weights are still on your life, if you feel like that no matter what you've done, that you just can't turn it around, I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ can set you free.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, you know, I've been talking about, I'm going to continue on this little bit of a series I've had about how we find Jesus, how we seek for Him. And you know, I ask you a question. It's up to every individual in here this morning to answer that question. How do you seek and how do you find Jesus Christ in your life? I'm going to ask you that this morning again. As of right now, here we are. Here we are right before Christmas. I'm asking you, how is it in your life this morning? Are you still seeking Him? Have you found Him? Have you ever found Him at all? And that's the question every one of us has to answer for our own selves. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. The wise man is who I'm going to be talking about this morning. And I want to talk about how seekers find Jesus. How about who truly seek Him? We're going to be over Matthew again, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. All very familiar scripture, and you know that. But I want to tell you something. If it ever gets old of your hearing to hear the Christmas story, if it ever gets old, you know what? I believe you need to find out where your heart is. Amen? I believe you need to find out where your heart is with the Lord. Because you know what? This is so important to us as Christians. He came to set us free. That's what He did. Okay, Matthew 2, 1 through 15. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. When ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother and by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Let us pray. Father, as we come again this morning, Lord, I come with praise in my heart this morning. I love You. I just praise You this morning for what You do and for what You mean to all of our lives here this morning. I ask You, Father, as we approach this holy day of the year, Lord, Father, whenever You sent Your Son to earth, to be born so that He would live and die for our sins, Lord, I praise You for that. And we give You the glory for it all. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You've probably have all heard the saying, and you probably have all read it in cards, whatever it is. You know what? Wise men still seek Jesus. Amen? Have you ever seen that? Heard? I'm pretty sure most of you have. When we think of the wise men, we think of those that were seeking Jesus. They were seeking a king. You know what? This morning we want to look for that example. This morning is what I want to do. And I want to continue in this series about finding Jesus. I hope and pray, as I said earlier, that you have found Jesus as your Savior. I hope that you have. And if you haven't, what I ask for you this morning is that you know what? That you would search diligently in your heart to find Him. I pray that you would do that. Are you seeking Jesus this morning? The wise men were seeking the Messiah. Matthew 2:2 tells us that. Whenever it says it, they're saying that where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him. These wise men responded to a sign, did they not? They were able to interpret this sign. Why? Because they knew the Word. They knew. And they knew where he was going to be born. They knew. And you know, there's other scripture back there, not other scripture, but other ancient texts that pointed to a star coming. A star would point the way. There's other ancient texts. I ain't got time to get into all those this morning. But I'm here to tell you this morning, they knew. They knew where to find Jesus. Now I'm asking you this morning, all of us have the Word of God this morning. We have it. Every one of us has God's Word in front of us. If we do not find Jesus, I'm telling you, it is not God's fault that we do not find Him. The Word points to Him. It shows us the way that we can come and know Him as our Savior. And if we do not find Him, we will never stand before Him one of these days and shake our fist at Him and say, I never knew. Because we know. We know the Word is there. It's been out there. And we know. The Bible says so much about seeking God. And you know what? The Bible contains a whole theology on seeking God. This is an important principle that we all must gather and garner in and take a hold of. Can I tell you this? What you will find, what you're looking for, you will always find what you're looking for. You understand what I'm saying? You know why I say that? Because, you know, I'm not talking about keys or stuff sometimes we lose. You know what? I'm talking about the object of our heart's affections. We will find what we're looking for if our heart is really true and what we're wanting to find. Luke 15:8 and 10 tells us this and talks about this. Says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece and doeth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends, her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I want to tell you something here this morning. You know what? If your heart's desire is to know more about God and to seek God and to know more about Jesus and to know more about this Bible, I'm here to tell you it can happen for you. It can. If you diligently, if you seek Him with all your heart, you will be able to find, you'll be able to search these Scriptures. You'll know what thus saith the Word of God. And you know what? Also, the Spirit will guide and direct you and help you find out. If it's important, we would do anything in our power to get to it, would we not? If it is important to us, just think about it. What has been important in your life in an earthly realm? How important was it to you to get to that point? You did almost anything to get to that point, right? So why is it not the same way when we serve the Lord? Why is it not the same for those who try to seek and to find the Lord? That's more important than anything we could ever hope to accomplish on this earth. To find. And now notice also another piece of scripture dealing with about a heart's desire. It's about a king by the name of Rehoboam. And he was the son of Solomon. He was a rebellious king. Over in 2 Chronicles 12:14, it tells us this. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to do what? To seek the Lord. That's why he did evil. You know what? He was evil. He did all these things because rebellion can be traced back to the fact that his heart was fixed on the wrong object of his affection. The wrong object. You know what? He did evil. The Bible tells us that all that he had done because his heart was not on the right place and on the right purpose. He was not seeking God in his actions. He was not doing that. You know what? He was rebellious because of that. Do you know that your actions will follow your heart? Do you know that? The Bible talks about us, you know, out of the heart cometh what? Adulteries and all kind of things. It's not what goeth in the mouth. It's what cometh out of the heart. That's where all these things come from. That's where our desires come from. You know what? If you truly this morning, and again I'll say it and I'll keep, if you truly this morning are seeking God, if you're truly this morning seeking what He has for your life, I'm telling you, if it's from the heart, you will find it. You'll find it. You know, the Bible tells us what people will seek other than God. They'll tell us this. They'll tell us this right here. They say, well, they'll seek financial security. Proverbs 23, 4, and 5 tells us that. It says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. And they say they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. You know what? We can't guarantee our wealth. We can't guarantee anything. But one thing we can guarantee is that we will have a home in heaven one of these days. You know, there's those that seek fame and fortune. At anything they seek it. And Jeremiah 45 says this, seeketh thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. That's what he says. You know what? We're not supposed to seek to be fame and fortune. You know, if it comes to us and God grants that, that's fine. But you know what? We're not supposed to seek it out. And also, those that are seeking the answer to life questions. They seek them themselves. You know what? The Bible paints a totally different picture of what the world tries to tell you. Over in Psalm 4:2, it tells us, how long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Is that not today? Do we not see it today? What's going on out here today? Everybody's seeking answers in every other direction except through God's Word and through His Son. Every other direction, and it will not work. We are commanded to seek God. Isaiah 55, 6 says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Deuteronomy 4:29, but if from thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, and if thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Church, we must never stop at any cost as a church seeking God's will for our lives and for this church right here. And I'm talking about Drift Run specifically this morning. We must never, ever stop seeking God's will. And I'll tell you right now, you know what? The wise men traveled thousands of miles. They traveled it more seeking the King of the Jews. They were not going to let anything or anyone get in the way of finding Him. I'm going to make a statement that I believe that you'll agree with me this morning, church. And I want you to listen to this. All the church has is Jesus Christ. Is that right? All Drift Run Church and the church out here, all that we can stand on, all that we can put our hope on, is the one who I'm talking about this morning that the wise men were seeking, and that is Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, the church is nothing. There's many of them out there like that today where Jesus Christ is not the center, is not what they're seeking. They're seeking all manner of things. And listen to me, without Jesus Christ being at the center of it, they will not accomplish anything and they will not grow. The church was established by Jesus. It was established by Him and by His authority. It exists for Him. In Colossians 1:16-18, for by Him were all things created, and they are that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. For He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that in all things He might have preeminence. Listen to me. As long as the Lord will allow me to be your preacher, Jesus Christ is going to have preeminence at Drift Run Church. He will have that. He will have that from me, and He will have that from the church. And if we ever go down another path, what we need to do is just close the doors. Amen? The church exists for Jesus. In fact, a healthy church will build itself around Jesus. Not around their preacher. Amen? Not around their building. And not around their programs. We will build it on Jesus Christ, and that's who we will build it on. We stop seeking Him. We stop telling others about Him. If we stop praising and worship Him, we have nothing. We have nothing. We will never amount to nothing. The Bible is very clear about the fact. That's all this church or any church has, as a matter of fact, is Jesus Christ. Can I say that again? That's all that we have. Should we ever stop to seek to and spread the gospel? We need to spread the gospel as much as we can. You know what? Praise and worship Him. If we do that, if we do everything, and I mean everything, will fall into place for us and for all those that we are praying for. It will fall into place. I believe it. A healthy, growing churches have a high view of Scripture. What do I mean? Healthy, growing churches have leaders and members of that church and preachers who believe the Bible entirely. They do not doubt every word in it. They will never doubt a word in it. It is God's word. It will stand the test of time. And if a growing church, if you want a church to grow, we will stick with that and we will believe that no matter what the world has to say. No matter what the church down the road has to say. No matter what the church in Parkersburg has to say. If we stand on God's word, we will continue to grow as God wants us to grow. You know what? In a healthy, growing church, a large member of the church members read their Bibles. Amen. You read it for yourself. You read it as much as you can down through the week. You don't wait for the preacher to preach it and the teachers to teach it. You read it for yourself because why? The Holy Ghost is your teacher. That's why. And He will show you what to do. A healthy, growing church, the pastor and the leaders of the congregation will never stop seeking God. I don't ever want to stop seeking God for the will of my life and for the will of this church. And I want you, also the leaders of this church, those that are overseers of this church, don't ever stop seeking God. Don't ever stop seeking the leadership that He has for us. And if we continue to do that, the church will continue to grow in what is most important, and that is in the Spirit of God will fill this church. Like the wise men, they're going to find Jesus no matter what it takes. If we do that, if you and me, if we pull together and continue to seek Him the way that we should, we will find what God wants for us. And you know what? Just like the wise men, they found Jesus, we can find what His will is for us also. We need to believe what this book says about Jesus. We need to believe it. You know what? When you get into this time of year, you see so much nonsense about what they try to say. That the virgin birth is not right. That the wise men were just added in there. And that this and that. And when I'm studying, I run across all this stuff. And you know what? I know that when the Spirit deals with me and He tells me, you preach it the way that it says it in here. And if you do that, it'll be all right. And I will continue. We need to read this book so we know what to do, what Jesus wants us to do. We continue to read it. And especially, we need to do what Jesus said in this book. And I'm going to turn and read it again because it's very familiar Scripture, Matthew 28. And it's 16 through 20. You know what it is. But this is what we need to do. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Remember that. Mark that Scripture right there in yellow, because you know what? All power is given unto our Lord and Savior in heaven and in earth. I believe this morning that all the power that we will ever need is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mark, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Praise God. If we seek God's will to do that, I'm telling you what, we will see people's hearts change. We will see souls change because all power is given to us through Jesus Christ. Amen? We need to seek God's will as a church and individuals because the lost need us. Sinners do not seek God on their own. You realize that? They don't seek Him on their own. Psalms 14, 2 and 3 tells us, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And they were all going aside. They were all together become filthy. There was none that doeth good. No, not one. Romans 3, 10 and 11 tells us this. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. The church is full of reasons why we should never stop seeking God's will for our life so we can go out there and testify to those that are lost. There are times, you know what, it would amaze you. You know what, we need missionary work in the United States of America. Amen. You know what, we don't have to worry about sending it over to Nigeria or Panama or anywhere else. I'm telling you what, we need to send them to New York City. We need to send them out west somewhere. We need missionary work right here in this country. Because there are people that need to know about the Lord. You'd be surprised how many people. You would think, well, don't everybody know? When you get to talking to them, they don't even know what you're talking about with them. When they say you need to know the Lord. Oh, they've heard about God? Well, yeah, they know Jesus around about Christmas time. But when it comes to knowing Him as a personal Savior, they look at you like you're some kind of a nut. Because you know why? Because they've never heard it. They've never heard what it is to know about what it is to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Church, what happens when we seek God? You know what? He rewards those that seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you diligently seeking Him this morning? You know what? Are you diligently seeking Him this morning? He just says He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The wise men found Jesus. They found Him. You know what? They were rewarded in finding Him, right? They kept it up until the star showed them where the Christ child lay. You know what? Seeking ends in praise also. Do you know that? When they saw the star, they said what? They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped Him. And when they had opened up their treasures, they presented unto Him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Psalms 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied, and they shall praise the Lord that seek Him. I'll tell you what, I want to praise Him this morning. You know what? Whenever we seek His will and we continue to seek it, I want to give Him praise for that this morning. Your heart shall live forever. Did you get that? You know what? If we seek Him, yeah, and you know what? We accept Him in our hearts, I'm telling you, we can live forever. Our hearts and our souls can live forever and be with Him forever. Praise God. I mean, doesn't that just make you happy? What a Christmas story is that not today? That we can live with our Savior forever and ever and ever. Praise God. And it goes on to say in your heart, in Deuteronomy 4:29, that from this thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, and thou shalt find Him, for if thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. If you are lost in hearing these words this morning, and I want to say this to you today, it should be obvious to you that God is seeking you this morning. Do you know why? Now, He's seeking you. He sent this Christ child to earth, first off, so that mankind could one day find redemption through His death. He's seeking you. This is Christmas time, and I know we think of so many different things, but listen to me. He is seeking you at this time of year, more than any time. He is calling you. Pray to the Lord and ask Him to reveal Himself unto you. If you're here this morning and you are lost, I want to ask you a heartfelt question this morning. Is the Holy Spirit dealing with you this morning? Is He dealing with you specifically this morning about what's going on in your life? Because if the Spirit is dealing with you, this altar right hip here is going to be all open. And you know what? You can come up here this morning and find and search and seek and love Jesus Christ and find your heart's desire. Let Him come into your heart. Let the Holy Spirit lift you up. You can do that. Pray. That. What is your prayer? How happy is heaven when someone accepts Jesus into their heart? We know what it says. If you come up here and accept Jesus this morning, there's going to be a party in heaven. Amen? It says here in Luke 15:7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over the 99 just persons which need no repentance. I'm going to tell you what, the night that I got saved, there was a party in heaven. The night that you got saved, there was a party in heaven. Amen? The angels were rejoicing. All of heaven was rejoicing. I'll tell you what, I would love nothing more than heaven to be lit up this morning with rejoicing. How about you? I would love it. Do you know that the real seeker in this Christmas story is God Himself? For those who are lost and find it, Luke 19, for the Son of Man has come to do what? To seek and to save those which are lost. Amen this morning. Amen. You know what? We can find Him if we diligently search for Him. But I'm telling you this morning, if you are lost here today, come. Come if the Spirit is dealing with you. Say, come and get a song. Come up here to this altar. And let's find that Jesus. Let's find that Jesus that the wise men were seeking. And do you know what? That we should be seeking with a diligent heart this morning.